Delegates, please take your seats. It's time for us to begin. Delegates, please take your seats. We need to return to an item left unresolved earlier this morning, and that has to do with the draft proposed standard from the Codex, regional standard from the Codex Coordinating Committee for the Near East, Hawa Tahinia. And I would turn now to the coordinator for the Near East to explain what has been worked out. Tunisia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to thank you, as well as Secondary Secretariat, for having given us the opportunity to consult the members of the committee after our consultations. We support what was put forward by the Executive Committee relating to this standard, which is to approve it at step 5.8. Thank you.
Thank you, Tunisia. Egypt, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We support the efforts that have been given by Tunisia relating to these standards, as well as the efforts of our colleagues from Saudi Arabia. Nevertheless, Egypt is opposed to some points in this draft, and we hope that this standard could remain at step 5 so that we can introduce the amendments that we have called for. So we put forward our reservation with regard to this proposed draft for the time being. Thank you.
Egypt, do I understand that you are wishing to record your reservation that this standard move to step 5.8? All right. We will record your reservation. Thank you very much. Next, I will turn to Tunisia and ask Tunisia, as the coordinator for the Coordinating Committee for the Near East, whether they have clarified their nomination for coordinator. Tunisia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. After having consulted the members present of the Near East Committee, we supported the proposal for Lebanon, which is to put forward the candidacy of Lebanon for the Near East Committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tunisia. Now, if I might ask the Secretary to announce one by one the new coordinators.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we go by alphabetical order. For Africa, the new coordinator would be Cameroon. For Asia, Japan. For Europe, Poland. For Latin America and the Caribbean, Costa Rica. And for North America and Southwest Pacific, Papua New Guinea. And we just heard about Near East Lebanon. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Our next item of business is for the Secretary to announce the results of the nominations for the next chairperson of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we have the closing time for the nomination was at lunchtime at 12 o'clock. So we are very pleased to announce that we had only one nomination, and that was for Mr. Sanjay Dave of India to be our next chair of the commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. We now turn back to finish the debate about the draft standard for ractopamine, and I will return to my list and begin with Botswana. Botswana, your comments, please.
Thank you, Chair. Botswana supports those in favor of adopting the MRLs for ractopamine. However, we wish that the Commission should seek consensus on the issue to ensure future universal compliance to the standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Botswana. Burundi, please. Burundi, not here. Austria, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Austria strongly supports the position put forward by the European Commission, by the chair of the CC Euro, by China, the Russian Federation, and many other member states. That means we are in favor of discontinuing work on maximum residue levels for ractopamine, as there is obviously no consensus on this issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Austria. Kyrgyzstan. Angola.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. My colleague is with the African meeting, but as is the case with other countries, Angola, in virtue of our legislation, would like to say that we agree that this work should be re-examined. Thank you.
Thank you, Angola. Lesotho.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Lesotho supports the going forward of the standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Lesotho. United Kingdom, please.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I'd like to thank the Chair for trying to find a solution to this issue. And I've listened very carefully at what has been said. And clearly there isn't a consensus to adopt the MRLs. So I think it's going to be difficult to adopt them. So my view would be that that we need to give some more thought to this work. Thank you.
Thank you, United Kingdom. Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Indonesia would like to emphasize and acknowledge the importance of all scientific efforts conducted by JECFA, in particular on ractopamine issues. We should always respect, honor, and even strengthen the credibility of JECFA, including all its studies and research. We have been putting serious effort in building JECFA as respectable instrument for Codex. For these reasons, Indonesia will encourage all Codex member countries to continuously follow and implement the results of the study. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Indonesia. Djibouti, please.
Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for having given me the opportunity to take the floor. I would like to let you know that my country is an importer of cattle products, whether it be from Ethiopia or Somalia, many countries of the region. So to do this, to preserve the health of our population and the consumer, we approve the adoption of this standard. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Djibouti, Uganda, please. In the absence of Uganda, Cuba, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Cuba considers that the greatest risk that we have in this discussion is questioning the authority of JECFA and the scientific results and the evidence that has been submitted over years. This should be sufficient demonstration. Cuba would be in favor of the MLRs for ectopamine presented today by JECFA, understanding that if we were to wait one more year, this will only increase the risks faced by the poorest countries, and we may find ourselves in the same situations where we are today, or even worse if we don't have standards, considering that this would be a sign of trust that all of the countries meeting here and all members of the Codex, because in Codex we have set up a number of mechanisms, and thanks to all of these mechanisms, if we were to decide unanimously, thanks to consensus, to adopt this, Cuba supports the standard which is before us now. Thank you.
Thank you, Cuba. Kazakhstan, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. My country is a major producer and successful exporter of animals for food, particularly pigs and cattle. We do not use ectopamine, and we do not plan in the medium and long term to use ectopamine for these purposes. Having heard the statements of China and the European Union, Russia and other countries, we have many doubts with regard to the adequate scientific research and the looking at the consequences for human health. Animal meat and in use of ractopamine, and there is no consensus. Therefore, we support the position of countries that are in favour of discontinuation of the work and looking at this issue again. Thank you.
Thank you, Kazakhstan. Greece, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For reasons outlined by the EU delegation, Poland, China, Russia, and others, we oppose the adoption of MRLs for ractopamine and support the discontinuation of the work. Thank you.
Thank you. Greece, Tajikistan, please.
Thank you very much. In connection with the lack of consensus on this issue, we support the countries who are against the adoption of MRLs for ractopamine. Thank you.
Thank you. Tajikistan, Egypt, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We appreciate your position. It's difficult in reaching a consensus, and we respect the scientific basis for adopting these decisions as well as the need to have consensus. Nevertheless, we fear this product as it could be found particularly in lungs and stomach tissue, and could be used for other products that we're not talking about, such as sausages, and of some subject which we don't have any information, as well as other important points on this issue, particularly the use of this substance or similar substances for increasing muscle mass and encouraging adolescents to use this to develop their own muscles for sporting activities, which could lead to problems in the future. This is why we believe that we must wait before adopting these MRLs to ensure that we can have more information than we have now, and I mean so that we can increase production of meat for human consumption and human use. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. Burkina Faso, please. Burkina Faso is not in the room. Iran, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I try to be brief, as you proposed. Madam Chair, having listened to the debate so far since in the morning regarding the issue, and also we would like to appreciate that all the work has been done so far by those respective entities like JECFA and so on, particularly your effort regarding the establishing the Friends of Chair, Madam Chair, and appreciate your impartiality in this regard. On the other hand, with due respect, the all concern and views raised by different distinguished delegations in the room, and due to the lack of consensus in this issue so far, it's difficult for us to adopt such standards. So we are not in the favor of the adaptation of the MRLs for the ractopine at this stage, taking into account the responsibility and credibility of the Codex Alimentarius regarding the gardening, the food safety. Thank you once again.
Thank you, Iran. Lithuania, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We appreciate your efforts, including innovative ones, to find the solution to this issue. However, there is no consensus, as we see in the room, and we strongly support discontinuation of the work for the reasons explicitly specified by numerous delegations. Thank you.
Thank you, Lithuania. Bulgaria, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Bulgaria fully supports the position expressed by the European Union and Poland on behalf of the CC Euro countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Bulgaria. Estonia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Having heard views from most of the countries here, we find it very difficult to reach consensus on this issue. Therefore, we support the discontinuation of the work as proposed by the European Union and its members and by other major pork consumers. Thank you.
Thank you, Estonia. Belgium, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Belgium fully supports a position put forward by the EU, China, and other delegations. Therefore, we are against the standard on MRLs, on ractopamine, and so we are in favor of stopping work on this standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Belgium. Ecuador, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ecuador understands that the risk is the probability and that there could be a negative effect. That's the basis on which the MLRs are established, a mathematic measure resulting from science. Hence, it's considered as being objective. The monography number 9 of JECFA of 2010 has determined in a conclusive way that the maximum limit complies with the ADIs for pig fat, kidneys, and liver. And so this shows the maximum limit. If these MLRs are not accepted, are not adopted, we'd be questioning the reliability of the expert committee, but also putting into quarantine science itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Ecuador. Cyprus, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Cyprus supports the position of the European Union and the countries that are in favor of discontinuation of the work and against the adoption of the MRS for lactobamin for the reasons already outlined by these countries.
Thank you, Cyprus. Switzerland had asked for the floor a second time. Does Switzerland wish to take
Thank you, Madam Chair. Over and above the health aspects in race, Switzerland once again would like to express its view regarding the use of veterinary drugs. As is the case of narazine, somatotropine, and bovines, Switzerland applies one single national strategy in the use of veterinary drugs and medicines. These are reserved only for therapeutic use. Hence, medicine should not be used in an improper way, an untoward way, for reasons of productivity alone. If this were to be the case, consumers will pay the price and lose their trust in foodstuffs over the long term. There could be several residues contained, especially if this can be avoided and is useless. The adoption of such a standard without a consensus could lead private enterprises to establish other standards that would substitute official standards. That would not be desirable. Such standards could also lead to the generalized use of substances and expand the presence of residues. Certain countries are using at present bractobamine. Others accept this, and so there's no urgency to set a standard at this juncture. The largest consumers, highest consumers, are against the adoption of such a standard. It would be desirable to seek a consensus agreement or to stop work on this standard. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Switzerland, Portugal, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Portugal strongly supports the position of the European Union and the other countries and support the discontinuation of the works to set MRLs of the topamine.
Thank you. Thank you, delegates. Several countries were absent from the room when we started this discussion and had been on the list. I would like to give them an opportunity to speak. And I would start with Burundi. Burundi, you are on the list to speak. Are you prepared to do so? Burundi.
Merci beaucoup de.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, for giving us the floor. Burundi recognizes and appreciates the work carried out by JEFCA. It's for this reason also that we would like to add our voice to those of other delegations who are in favor of the adoption of the MLR for ractopamine. While recognizing that for those tissues that give rise to controversy, lungs and others, then additional testing should be carried out to make sure that there are no effects that are detrimental to health. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Burkina Faso. Please, Burkina Faso.
Okay, merci.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Burkina Faso is in favor of adopting the MLRs for ractopamine. it also adopts the position of CC Africa via the position of Mali, Ghana, Nigeria, to bring forward the proposal of this standard for CC Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Burkina Faso. Uganda, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Uganda's view is that we support the adoption of the MRLs as earlier enunciated by our members, but we were a little bit disturbed by the fact that the position of JEFCA appeared a little bit undermined by the continuation of scientific dispute, and yet JEFCA to me would have been the arbitrator in such matters. So Uganda takes concern about that matter and would like that the position of JEFCA once taken should be respected. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Uganda. South Africa, you had also asked for the floor a second time. Would you like to intervene? South Africa.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I was telling my colleagues over lunch that if Raktopamin was here, she would be proud of herself that we've spent an entire morning talking about her. I think there are a number of issues that we should be careful about. I think it should be clear to all of us that we try and clear issues that have been proven and are fact. The issues of the safety of ractopamine, as determined by JEFCA, have been cleared, and it's something that all of us must agree to. The issues with regards to consumer preference do not belong here. It is the view of South Africa that the consumer preference for consumers in South Africa should not be used at the expense of the global population. And we hold that that view should be held by all of us equally. The setting up of MRLs for ractopamine is meant to protect consumers so that there is a limit to which people can adjudicate imports for their respective countries. I find it very odd that where, as people, we disagree, we want to say, no, let us discontinue this work. I find that very unfortunate. At least where I come from, when people disagree, they say, let us try and find a way to intermediate so that we can progressively find areas where we agree, so that you build a large portion of agreement on which a decision can be based. Madam Chair, we've spoken at length on this matter. I think we must be decisive in terms of how we move today. I thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. In the last minute or so, two more countries have flagged up. I will take those countries, the two observer organizations that have asked for the floor, and then I close the list, and we consider what our way forward should be. So first I will take Senegal.
Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senegal supports the position of Ghana, which is that of the African group, for the adoption of MRLs for ractopamine. Thank you.
Thank you, Senegal. The last member country is the Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me the floor. The Republic of Macedonia supports the position presented by the European Union. We are against adoption of MRS for rectopamine. Thank you very much.
Delegates, I have two more flags now. We have to stop at some point. Two additional observer organizations have asked for the floor, and two countries. This is it now. I will allow Benin and Central African Republic. I will allow IFA, IFIF, Consumer International, and NHF, in that order, to speak, and that's the list is closed. So, Benin, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Following suit with the other countries of CC Africa, Benin would also like to express its support for the adoption of the MRLs for rectopamine. Thank you.
Thank you, Benin. Central African Republic, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe that, in fact, we are debating. This is going back and forth. We're at a very high level. It is the Commission that should be deciding these matters. Today, we find ourselves in a situation, well, facing a dilemma. I'd like to put the following question to provide guidance. I'm wondering if those countries that have started using ractopamine and already have their MRLs can, from today, will it be possible on the basis of the decision made, positive, be it positive or negative, will they stop using ractopamine or will they continue? Will they be able to continue using it, irrespective of the decision that's made? And so I'm wondering then later on if these countries hear that ractopamine can no longer be used, does that mean that those countries where there has been use, where there has been exports of such products, will they stop? So that means we have to find a solution to this issue. So the thing is, nothing can be done unless we have a law for this. It always means a certain amount of pain to bring a law into life. So I think that we have to make a decision that will make it possible for the entire world, for all of the producers, or to give them standards to comply with, and only Codex Alimentarius standards can give them that guidance. Otherwise, everybody will do as they wish. Whether we like it or not, we will find ourselves in a situation of non-respect. And all of the sessions of the Codex will be totally useless. And that will not bring us forward at all. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for your comment, sir. In fact, it is the responsibility of national authorities to decide whether they wish to use a substance or not, including this one. So a decision in this body has nothing to do with whether country uses ractopamine or not. Next, we will take IFIF.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. While we recognize the differences in national interest exist, the International Feed Industry Federation supports the adoption of MRLs for ractopamine. Consumers want both safe feed and also feed food security. As mentioned by both the Philippines and Brazil, we have a responsibility to feed a growing population. Per FAO's report, we will need to double our food production by the year 2050 to feed a 9-plus billion population. Globally, we do not have the acres, the water, or the additional resources to support that production. So we will be highly dependent as a civilization on developing and adopting proven safe technology that enhances production efficiency, protects our environmental resources, and provides safe, quality food for all of our population. And we believe that ractopamine is a good example of that type of technology. Codex is a science-based process. JECFA has completed their scientific work and redressed it multiple times. The committee has discussed and addressed all the open issues. And what we feel is at stake here today is the effectiveness and the respect and the integrity of the Codex process. So with that said, we strongly urge this commission to respect that the process has worked and has been completed and that these standards should be adopted at this session. Thank you.
Thank you, IF. Next, we will take IFA, IFAH.
Thank you, Madam Chair. IFA was also privileged to have been part of the Friends of the Chair process, and we appreciate the openness, the transparency of the discussions that took place, which required significant resources from all participants. It is a very useful process for Codex to use in conflicting situations such as this. The countries who spoke for the adoption of MRLs and my colleague from IFIF have outlined what I wanted to say very clearly. IFA is also a steadfast supporter of the science-based decision-making and highly values the leading role of Codex. We trust that the outcome of today's discussion will be resounding support of Codex's principles of science-based decision-making. The science behind the proposed MRLs has been clearly laid out by the JECFA Secretariat, and you, Madam Chair, have reminded the members of Codex of the appropriate use of other legitimate factors. Ms. Stanton from the WTO yesterday clearly outlined roles and responsibilities of Codex and its members, which is science-based setting of science-based standards, and the roles and responsibilities of WTO and its members. She also clearly explained that countries have the right to set their own level of protection. So we feel that adopting the science-based Codex standards still allows the countries who do not wish to use the substance or make use of the MRLs to do so. And I would urge members not to use Miss Codex for a purpose that it isn't made for. The Philippines and many other countries, outlined by IFIF, pointed out the significant role that ractopamine can play in ensuring future food security. And just as an example, if ractopamine were used in all of today's pigs around the world, these animals, using the same resources as today, would provide an additional 25 billion servings of pork per year. We feel it's time for Codex to do its work to set science-based standards.
Madam, you've reached your time limit.
And thank you very much for your work.
Thank you, IFA. Next, I call on Consumers International.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We also were one of the Friends of the Chair, and we greatly appreciate that. That being said, we would like to echo the concerns of Norway and the EU about the process for the Friends of the Chair. We support holding this in abeyance until issues have been fully dealt with. If there can be no consensus, we would support non-adoption. We should point out we still have safety concerns vis-a-vis the ADI. We have concerns about other legitimate factors. If they can only be considered on a worldwide basis, then we would note that the consumers in Europe do not want to eat meat from animals that have been treated with drugs for non-therapeutic purposes. We believe that is their absolute right to do so. If these MRLs go through, there will be private labels in Europe that says that the meat is from animals not treated with ractopamine. As for the trade issue, we believe that this is about reserving the right to bring a WTO challenge against China, the European Union, and other countries that do not want to use ractopamine. The developing countries who've spoken out, they can still buy and eat this meat if they so want. It's their sovereign decision. Finally, since there's no consensus, if the MRLs are adopted, this would raise credibility issues for the world's consumers, since, as Germany noted, 70% of the pigs worldwide are raised and consumed in the European Union and China. So we do support trying to move forward on this. If we can't, we would support non-adoption. And finally, we would just like to say that JECFA can speak for itself and does not need the chair's intervention. Thank you.
Thank you. Consumers International, NHF, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. We would like to join in the comments of Consumers International, the EU, Poland, and the others who have opposed the adoption of these MRLs. While we appreciate and have appreciated very much JECFA's reevaluation of the risk of aluminum, for example, we do not believe that JECFA is the be-all or end-all of science to be listened to, especially when there is so much contrary science out there contradicting JECFA's findings here and coming to a different conclusion. Just for example, JECFA did not consider the stress hormones that ractopamine creates in the animals and that we humans then consume. Plus, they did not consider its interaction in the body with other toxins, other contaminants, and other drugs, xenoestrogens, for example, or pesticides, antibiotics, and the like. They did not take that into account. Plus, there was no review of effects on population subsets. So how do you deal with those who are the most vulnerable to this drug and to getting it in your system, or to the metabolites of the drug? So there are all these questions that remain out there, and you do not get more food security by introducing unhealthy food into the food place. So for those reasons and more, this work should be discontinued. It should not be allowed to advance because it will just risk more ill health in the world, not better health. Thank you.
Thank you, NHF. The list is closed. Please allow us a moment at the top table to consider our next steps. Thank you, delegates. You may talk among yourselves, keep it down to a low roar. Delegates, please take your seats. Delegates, please take your seats. Delegates, we are now prepared to move forward with making a decision about this issue this afternoon. In the course of long discussion, not just today, but in previous years, we have heard a variety of opinions, and we all know the content of those opinions. Today, we have heard several possible answers for the next action on ractopamine MRLs, the 8 ractopamine MRLs for pig and cattle tissues. One of them was to hold these MRLs in abeyance, which would essentially mean holding them at step 8, pending new data, if the commission were to decide to do such a thing. I personally believe, and as we have asked the General Principles Committee to do, it would be preferable to take such a step with the clear development of a plan for steps to take in the future, questions to be resolved, and ideally a date at which we would reopen reconsideration of the MRLs. That's one option. The other option that has been discussed is the option to discontinue work. Discontinuing work means taking it off the work agenda of the commission until perhaps work is brought back, or proposal to again work on ractopamine is brought back to the relevant committee. The final option, the third option that we have, is that of voting. Before we consider a vote, we would need to ask ourselves, you would need to ask yourselves, whether the Commission has indeed attempted and exhausted all possible ways of reaching consensus. I need to explain to you that if we do decide, if you do decide that all possible ways of reaching consensus have been exhausted, I need to tell you the effect of votes one way or the other. The vote would be that we would put before you would be a vote for adoption. That is the status of standards held at Step 8. They stand there awaiting a vote for adoption. If the vote is for adoption, the standards are adopted. There's really not much more to say about that. If, however, the vote goes against adoption, the consequence of a vote against adoption could mean either holding at Step 8 or discontinuing work. That would be a separate decision in such an instance. The default assumption is, in the event of a negative vote against adoption, to hold at Step 8. That is the default decision. And I wish you to understand that the gentleman sitting to my left is a legal counsel from FAO. I'm not just making this up. He is. So, we need to begin discussion now. We have options before us: hold in abeyance, discontinue, or voting. And I will look for interventions from the floor. United States of America.
Madam Chair, the United States fully agrees with the statements of many countries that the preferred method to advance the work of Codex is through consensus. The Codex Procedural Manual even outlines strategies for committee chairs to employ to try to achieve consensus when progress is difficult. And I think it's worth noting that in this instance, the relevant committee chair and the chair of the commission have employed every single one of those strategies, and yet consensus remains elusive. In an instance like this one, Codex procedure also provides another tool for decision-making. So at this point today, when JECFA has completed such thorough work, when so many strategies have been employed, and when so many members, both developed and developing alike, have requested that we not defer action on this matter yet again, the United States requests that we use this final tool. We request a roll call vote on the for the adoption of the ractopamine MRL. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Your suggestion is noted. I believe I saw the flag of Thailand, but I'm not sure. Yes? Thailand, please.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I really appreciate your passion and also really appreciate for all comments. However, I think on the line of maintaining codec credibility, we should be careful what we would like to move forward. I believe at this stage, we can strongly agree to disagree. What I mean is hold it at step 8 and no vote. If we vote, whatever happened in the codec process, it will be spread for, as a new all over the world. And if we hold it that we agree or disagree, it will show the strength of codec that we are able to disagree and hold it. And of course, what we have heard is that some countries, they would like to have JECFA continue to complete everything. Of course, first, I think I have to mention that the work of JECFA is remarkable. Nobody can dispute that. And however, some countries mentioned that it have not been completed, need to complete particularly organ and content and also exposure assessment. Different culture eat different food item. So if we agree with this, we can hold it. And then we, of course, we can look also what other consensus method. Of course, the voting is easy. Can do any time. So I just would like the meeting to consider this view. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. Canada, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Appreciate the challenge that you're seeking to work through, and certainly would agree that the committee has exhausted the range of options to progress towards consensus. And so, recognizing the request on the part of the United States that the matter be concluded by way of a vote as provided for in the rules of procedure, Canada would request that a vote, if that is the will of the Commission, be conducted by way of secret ballot. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Canada. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brazil feels sorry that the efforts of the Commission to reach consensus have failed. As the voting procedure is a viable mechanism existing in the procedural manual, we ask for the decision to be made by secret ballot, because it would lead to a greater freedom for the members to express their positions. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. China, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. China understands the difficulties that you are in, and also we appreciate your efforts. Our understanding is if the work can be held at step 8, then we can continue more in-depth work. We hope to have a risk analysis of the rectamine. If this problem can be solved, we will not stand in the way of adopting this MRL. However, with a sincere attitude, we neither feel it should be suspended nor solved by voting, because this runs against the principle of consensus seeking. And also, China is a big country of both consuming and producing of pigs. We feel that a voting method is not acceptable. So I hope that we can hold this issue at step 8 and we continue to work on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, China. Japan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. To the request on voting made by the United States of America, Japan would like to suggest that the Commission should take a vote to decide whether we go for voting on adoption or discontinuation of work. Japan has a strong opinion that the Codex should take every effort to reach agreement on the adoption or adopt amendment of standards by consensus. This is clearly mentioned in paragraph 2, rule 12 of the Rules of Procedure of the Codex Amentarius Commission. Japan does not yet see that our effort to reach consensus have failed. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Japan. Zambia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This issue has been discussed for the last few years, and it is showing to be so much of an exceptional manner. And if we keep waiting to say there will be any consensus, I don't think we'll come to a consensus. But right now, Zambia wish to join hands with the U.S. and Canada to ask for a vote by secret ballot for the adoption of the standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Zambia. Australia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Australia supports the motion of the US that this item be resolved through the procedure of a vote. This item, as we are all aware, has been debated for many years and discussed for many years with substantial investment in terms of the science and the research, as well as significant investment in terms of the mechanisms put in place to seek to resolve the impasse in regard to consensus. And clearly what has been indicated today and what has been indicated over the last 12 months is that notwithstanding that significant investment, the gap still appears to be equally as wide as it was 12 months ago. And the concern from our perspective, Australia's perspective, is that the preeminent focus of Codex needs to be science-based. And in reality, this standard is being held for reasons other than science and being held by a range of consumer concerns in regard to the use of this compound. So this process, we feel, would be the most apt in this circumstance to resolve this particular issue. And as a second thought, what that will then lead to is the need to address the framework process within Codex so that we don't go through another 10 or 12-year process in relation to, as we described earlier in the debate, new technologies urgently needed internationally to assist the food trade. And I think that's probably where our greatest challenge lay. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. European Union, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In line with the position expressed by Thailand, China and Japan, we very much believe that Codex work is based on consensus. We believe that the reputation of Codex would be very much damaged by such a way of adoption. We have had today good examples demonstrating that consensus can be built on very difficult issues. Have you ever think what would be the value of a standard rejected by so many countries representing 70% of the consumer and the producer of the world? Out of the three options you have proposed, we believe that, we prefer option two, discontinuation of work, because there is no consensus, but we would be ready to examine option one. And we believe that there are also other options. For example, we are going to elect very soon, we have already elected a new chair, we will elect the vice chair tomorrow. There will be a new team for the bureau, and we believe that maybe facilitation could be explored with this new team. There is also an electronic working group under the auspice of CCGP, which is examining the procedure to deal with standards which are held at step 8. This working group is going to report to the CCGP next year. So we believe that this working group might come with new solutions. So therefore, we strongly believe that the vote should not take place today, because this would be very, very much damaging. Finally, Madam Chair, I would ask that we would need to consult our member states before any final decision is taken. Thank you very much.
Thank you, European Union. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. نحن ندرك صعوبة الموقف.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are aware of the difficulty of this matter. As some delegations have pointed out, it goes without saying that we're going to have to bring together as much information as possible regarding the impact of this material on offfall. We haven't looked at everything. Perhaps we can provide the last chance for a brief period so as to round out the studies that we have and then to present the results of these studies at the upcoming session if possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. Switzerland, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Swiss delegation is of the belief that expression through voting would be to accept that there is no possibility to continue our work. But Switzerland doesn't believe that all possibilities have been used up, that all venues have been explored. If there is another chance remaining, we should make use of it so as to avoid having to vote, so as to avoid resorting to a vote. Maybe this would solve problems in the near term, but it could give rise to more problems in the future in procedural matters for Codex. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. Zimbabwe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for the chance to speak again. As we have mentioned and stated before, Zimbabwe believes that not all avenues for negotiations have not been exhausted, and we don't believe that going to vote is the proper direction, but we should actually hold this standard at step 8 and continue further work and try to come up with a consensus on the issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Zimbabwe. Tunisia, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Raisa.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We believe that we have focused a lot of time and effort on this matter of ractopamine, and at a time now of perhaps there's some disillusionment, but we shouldn't in any way endanger all of this work to try to hastily arrive at a decision. I mean, voting perhaps is a legal recourse, but we would refuse, we totally refuse using a vote as a way of arriving at a decision. We would like to suggest setting a time frame of one more year to examine the matter and then to re-examine this once again for next year. Thank you.
Thank you. Tunisia, Norway.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Our primary position is, as you know, discontinuation of work. However, we will align ourselves with those countries, those speakers as I said today, that maybe we should try even once more to avoid a void and try to find a consensus. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Russian Federation, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We also, as is the case with a number of other countries, we would prefer to avoid voting because, in our view, this is really just a last resort method. Perhaps that would be a way of winning, but I don't think that would be an authentic way of winning. This could give rise to too much confrontation, ill feeling. You sketched out a number of possibilities. Well, we think that either our work should be discontinued here or re-examine this matter once more work has been done on the subject between now and next year. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. Thus far, it appears that there is a growing sense in the room for holding the standards. And a critical criterion that must be decided before it is possible to go for a vote is an agreement by the Commission that all possible means of achieving consensus have been exhausted. A number of countries have spoken to that point, that they have a sense that all possible means of achieving consensus have not been exhausted. What I would propose to do is take about 9 or 10 more interventions, and those intervening countries, please be very clear on these points that are before us. So next, I will take Iran.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In brief, I can say, Madam Chair, it's for us very surprising to listen from some distinguished delegates for voting. Due to the basis work of this committee is quite clear, that is on the consensus. When something is achieved, the consensus is okay. Otherwise, you could back to a respective committee for more discussion seeking the solution. Therefore, we believe the voting is not appropriate way of working for this purpose. So we believe that we prefer to holding the standard rather than go to voting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Iran. Republic of Korea, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Having heard from this afternoon's debate, Korea would like support to hold the standard as step A. Thank you.
Thank you, Korea. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mexico would like to support what was expressed by Canada, Brazil, the United States regarding the holding of a vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Tonga, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tonga would like to support the view of settling this matter by a vote, since you are the basis of the argument, it was not science versus science. It was a matter of principles and impeding legislation. And also the claims of a major supplier and major consumer. As view of the Tonga is that it's totally unscientific. So the only way we can go forward with this matter is by vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Tonga. Lebanon, please.
شكرا السيدة الرئيسة. لقد أكد جميع
Thank you, Madam Chair. All of the participants have underscored the importance of consensus here. We believe that the first scenario that you put before us is that of consensus. That would make it possible for us to extend the time frame during which we can examine this matter. I think that we should set a time frame, additional deadline for examining this question, and that time limit could be set. Agreed on here. Thank you.
Thank you, Lebanon. South Africa, please.
Madam Chair, thank you and for giving us a chance again to express our views. It's a bit odd that we've arrived at this moment. You will recall that we made our earlier interventions. We asked for decisive action. What concerns me and colleagues is that colleagues in this room who've been asking for these standards to be, for the work to be discontinued, would like this matter to be put in abeyance pending further work. I recall in 2009 in Rome, we discussed this matter. One of the issues that we mentioned as South Africa in Rome was that there was that any country with additional information should ensure that additional data be put at the disposal of JECFA to do that review. And it was our understanding that once that matter was dealt with, some degree of agreement could be arrived at. Now, I do not like misunderstanding myself as a person. And I'm beginning to get that feeling that I am not sure as to where we are as the Commission. It is very important that we deal with these matters, that we are honest with each other. At least in dealing with these matters, we always say science informs us in terms of the decisions that we make. Now, we have reached a point where we do not agree. It is our view that we have to be decisive on this matter, Chair. And if needs be, let us put this matter to rest and vote. Thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. Hungary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a chairperson of one of the committees, I am very much in favor of reaching consensus. And I think that's the way how Codex proceeds. And I heard pro and cons arguments on deciding and taking some more options. And Hungary is very much in favor of the second option, but I would like to suggest a longer time frame, because I don't think that, or we don't think that in 1 year time, substantial new information would be available and could be properly evaluated. Furthermore, we heard that the General Principles Committee Working Group is preparing a kind of guideline for handling such situations. We should consult that and see if any new ideas can come out from that guidelines, which can be tried to reach some consensus within this commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hungary. Costa Rica, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to say that the science has shown us that this substance doesn't imply risk for health. The thing is, most of the delegations have shown some reservations regarding lungs, but the proposal one of the friends of the chairman have tried to sketch out a way of addressing this concern as voiced by some. So Costa Rica laments the fact that we haven't been able to arrive at a consensus. We think that this will affect Codex if we sweep aside science-based principles and if we don't use a provision that we have in our procedures, such as a vote. Costa Rica thinks that this discussion shouldn't be prolonged anymore. There should be voting, and this voting should be done swiftly, and this should decide this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Kenya, briefly, please. Kenya.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kenya believes very much in the consensus building, and from the discussions that have gone on, it looks like there is still room and possibility to explore some other way. And so we would not go by the voting way, because that would again jeopardize the credibility of Codex, but rather we would recommend that the standard be held at step 8 and further work be done to, especially for the reservations and the concerns that have been mentioned on the lungs issue. And therefore, we just recommend that the standard remain at step 8 while we wait for further work to be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenya. Philippines, please.
Madam Chair, relevant to the Philippines' strong requests and positions stated this morning for the CAC to arrive at final decision on ractopamine, Philippines supports the position of Canada to come to a vote by secret ballot. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines. Poland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Poland speaking on behalf of the Member States of the European Union. Would like to underline that the principles of consensus are very important for our countries, our region, and therefore we would support holding the standard at step 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Poland. Netherlands, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Also, as chairperson of the Contaminants Committee, I'm afraid that a vote could have a very negative effect on the work performed in other committees. I am afraid that it could, at this stage, create a lot of disappointment. Consensus is fundamental for achieving results. And I think a good atmosphere in the Codex committees is also fundamental for achieving results. So I'm very much afraid that a vote at this point, where there is still room for improvement, where China is still doing work, and where the Committee on General Principles is also still doing work, would be a bad decision. Thank you. And step 8 would be then the right thing to do.
Thank you, Netherlands. We'll take Uganda, Guatemala, and then give the floor a second time to Canada, Brazil, and the USA, and then we are closing the list, and we will decide our next steps. So, Uganda, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Uganda believes that although consensus would have been the desirable way to go in reaching this decision, at times difficult decisions have to be made as well, and we believe that the second best option, if convergence and consensus cannot be arrived at, then Uganda believes the pragmatic thing is to go for a vote, and then we proceed with other issues. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Uganda. Guatemala, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just looking at the procedure manual. Page 101 in Spanish, it says that the most logical way forward would be to arrive at a consensus, because subparagraph A says that scientific substantiation has to be based on recent data and information regarding ingestion and exposure in developing countries. But unfortunately, we have not arrived at a consensus, even though we see that there are two totally opposing proposals. I think it would be cautious to apply Article 8 regarding votes. In Article 2, it sets forth that the decisions of the Commission will be made by majority of the votes cast, unless there is another provision in the regulations, but there is not another provision, so I think that the most careful way forward would be to have a secret vote as set forth in Article 5D of the Rules of Procedure. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Guatemala. I will now give the floor to Canada for its second intervention, then to Brazil, then to the United States, and then to the European Union. So, Canada, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Apologies for requesting the floor again, but when we took the floor originally, it was our understanding that once a vote was requested, that would indeed be the process, and we wanted simply to request that it be conducted by secret ballot. Our delegation has to admit being somewhat confused by the ambiguity of some of the arguments. In this morning's debate, we heard several delegations which did not support adoption offer the view that there was no consensus. We are now hearing a different view being expressed. We understand that these delegations now are seeking additional time to pursue what has clearly been an elusive concept in this specific case of achieving consensus. And we note that many of those delegations have not offered anything new in terms of the ability to achieve that consensus. In fact, they have referenced, let's wait for some additional work in relation to, for example, the lung. But we heard this morning the JECFA Secretariat clearly state that work in relation to the lung will have no impact on the MRLs for the tissues under current consideration. So, Madam Chair, we are unable to understand what additional work might offer an opportunity for consensus at this time. Perhaps the JECFA Secretariat can shed further light in case we have misunderstood their intervention. But at this time, the Commission as a decision-making body should take decisions. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and sorry for taking the floor again. According to the rules of procedure, voting should be used only when efforts to reach consensus have failed. We know that JECFA has already analyzed this three times. CCRVDF has recommended the results, and the issue is at the step 8 at the CAC since 2008. There has been enough time for countries to analyze this and bring new data. Since last year, there have been four meetings of the Friends of the Chair group. And this group came up with one of the proposals, which is completely based on science and attend to scientific criteria. You, Madam Chair, we recognize your continuous and exhaustive efforts to reach consensus on this matter, not only during the CAC sessions, but also during different of the chair group work. For countries like Brazil, developing countries, it's very expensive to participate in a group like the Friends of the Chair, in which there were four meetings in three different continents. And I know that many members would not be able to participate in such kind of activity. So, Madam Chair, I think that you now have enough elements to decide that all the efforts to reach consensus have failed. And I would like to recall that the allegations, contrary to the adoption of this standard, are outside the scope of Codex Alimentarius. Both, they're not mainly based on science, and the other factors they mentioned are not legitimate factors as recognized by Codex Alimentarius. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil, United States of America.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We appreciate the opportunity to intervene. Certainly, we would agree that every effort should be made to arrive at consensus. And as I noted in my opening intervention, the guidelines for chairpersons on how to achieve consensus and the strategies to employ have, in fact, all been used in this case. And the definition here of the consensus that they should try to achieve, however, also includes the chairperson's responsibility to recognize the need for timely progress in developing standards. So it is difficult for us to understand how, although we are looking at Rule 12.2 here and making every effort, that the procedures for voting would have been included at all if every effort was simply to say we might be able to do more in the future. That seems to me a contradiction in terms. In this case, the chairperson has employed every strategy that has been suggested. We have tried to achieve consensus, and as my colleagues from Canada and Brazil have pointed out, we do not see any new way forward here in presenting new evidence that would otherwise change this opinion. So we believe it is time to move forward and to conduct the vote. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. European Union, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Numerous interventions supported the view that all ways of building consensus have not been explored. We believe that there is still room, as was underlined by many delegations, to find a way forward. Consensus is sometimes a challenge, but we think we should try once again. I am a little bit surprised by the declaration of Canada. As the chair of CCFL, the facilitator who managed to build consensus on an issue which was debated for 16 years, and we succeeded. So this is a clear example that facilitation can be successful. Canada is also the co-chair of the Electronic Working Group on Standard Health at Step 8, together with the Netherlands. And we have a very good discussion on electronic means, and we believe that some solution might come after this Electronic Working Group. Finally, Madam Chair, you have achieved great things during your chairmanship. Do you want to finish on such a bad note? We believe that it would be not very positive. Thank you very much.
I can't let that one pass. And I'm going. As the secretary who sits directly to my right just said sotto voce, it has nothing to do with you, Madam Chair. It's the countries. Delegates, the next step is for, I'm so pleased to say that the opportunity lies with me to render an opinion on whether, on how the discussion has gone this afternoon on the question of whether all reasonable possible options for reaching consensus have been exhausted. It is my sense, as I have listened and made notes to during the afternoon's discussion, that more countries seem to feel that there remain possibilities for finding consensus. In other words, that the condition for calling for a vote has not been met. That condition is, of course, subject to your opinion It is my sense, it is as in any case, as has always been the case, if I reach a determination and you disagree with me, you are free to say that.
And you are free to be overruled.
And therefore I am free to be overruled. So I have said I've given you my sense, and I ask you, does the commission agree with me or not? Panama, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, it's not my intention to extend this discussion more than needs. We've been on this matter since about 10 this morning, but certainly, I mean, we've been speaking out in favor of these MRLs, and the majority of us would be willing to vote. That is the case for Panama. We would prefer that this matter already be decided here in this session. We don't want to extend it anymore for all the reasons that have been put forward already. Thank you.
Japan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We, Japan, support the chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. You are then agreeing with my sense that the general sense of the room is that as all options have not been yet exhausted, we hold at step 8. I just want to, it gets very confusing in these discussions. I want to be very, very clear, but that is the question on the floor right now. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I regret that we cannot agree with you, and we consider that all attempts to reach consensus on this matter have already been made, and we sustain that the voting process would be the solution for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. United States of America.
We remain concerned and unclear as to what the standards for determining that the Commission shall make every effort to reach agreement is defined, and would like some clarification as to how Rule 12.2 and Rule 8.4 would interact at this point. We just need some clarification on procedure here.
I will ask legal counsel to do that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The requirement for consensus is obviously, as is known, is fundamental to the process of Codex. It's also explicit in the rules. A vote may be requested by any member, but it is subject to the explicit requirement that we read in Rule 12, Paragraph 2. Now, whether or not the determination whether or not every effort has been made is first and foremost at the discretion of the chair, following the debate. The chair can make a determination following discussion whether or not every effort has been made. Obviously, it is within the powers of the commission to overrule the chair. At that point, I think that the chair is under an obligation, if there is significant doubt as to her interpretation of the sense of the room, that a vote may be held on whether or not we're going to a vote, in which case the scenario that Japan mentioned earlier would become a reality.
Well, I appreciate
United States, do you have a further question?
Well, a statement in regards to the clarification, I guess. In that instance, we appreciate the clarification, but we would note that we do disagree with the chair's interpretation that not every effort has been reached or has been attempted. Thank you.
Thank you, United States, European Union.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm very happy that we reached the same conclusion. Therefore, like Japan, we support your conclusion.
That not every effort has been made.
That we should continue on the basis of consensus. Thank you.
Delegates, I'll try to refine the question that faces us. And that is, I think there is some understanding of this, but let me be very clear. What we are talking about now is, do we vote? I want to hear from countries on two questions, preferably one answer from each country. You want to vote because you believe that not all because you believe that every effort has been made to achieve consensus and has been exhausted, or you wish to hold the standard. Please be very clear. These are the two questions, and please express them as vote or hold.
Is that confused?
Yeah. What did I say?
No, sure. No.
Yeah.
It's just the
easiest
way it becomes a wise vote.
Oh.
You have the microphone.
We need to hear from enough member countries that it becomes clear that we have a sufficient number to get us to a next step. And the other point, the other advice from legal counsel is, if after some time it is still not sufficiently clear, then I would need to call for a vote.
On whether we are going to vote.
On whether we are going to vote. I'm very glad that you all find that amusing. I'm having a hard time finding it amusing. He's having a great time. Okay. So, we'll move to Kenya, please.
Madam, we'll rather hold the standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenya. China, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We would like to keep the first opportunity to continue to work, and we assure that we will find a solution to reach consensus. So we are against this continuation of the work. We would like to resolve this issue outside the ballot box, so no vote.
Thank you. China, Uganda, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. As a person from a developing country, I'm a bit puzzled because we're always being told about the advantages of democratic decision-making, and voting is so cardinal in this principle. I'm therefore a bit puzzled why voting is being resisted. And Uganda would like to propose here that, Madam Chair, the position you took earlier of, you said your sense was that there are more people who want not to vote and so on. That alone can be put to a scientific decision just now. We can verify that in a few minutes. Thank you.
delegates, given the last intervention of Uganda and also the perhaps less than clear characterization I made some minutes ago, leading to confusion on part of some people sitting directly in front of me. I rule now that we will hold a vote now on whether to hold a vote
on the adoption.
On the adoption. With respect to how this process will proceed, please listen to our legal counsel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to clarify that on this vote, the general rules of the organization of FAO, they determined that there were three modes of voting. The default vote is a show of hands. The second mode of voting is a roll call. The third is a secret ballot. For practical reasons, the Secretariat has a preference for the roll call vote because a show of hands becomes very messy and it's very prone to errors with a meeting the size of this one. With your indulgence, we can have a roll call vote simply at the request of only one member. So if perhaps one member can ask us that we have a roll call vote, then we can have it that way. I should add that any vote can be held by secret ballot if the Commission so determines. So it is another decision by the Commission whether or not we're going to hold a secret ballot.
Delegates, please. Delegates, he's not quite finished.
This decision, again, it is the Commission's entirely, although from a legal point of view and with some experience on elections recently in FAO, I think that on the first vote, at least, which is not really a vote of substance but a vote of procedure, that a roll call vote would be appropriate. But again, I stand to be corrected by the decision of the Commission on that.
Brazil, please, and then Central African Republic.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we said before, we would prefer secret ballot voting because it will give more flexibility for countries to express their positions. Thank you.
Central African Republic, please.
Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Firstly, the first thing that I wanted to say was we have to have a secret vote, but for the best procedural way of moving things and have the exact number of voting things that we need to either give all delegations time to have coffee so that we can create a list of delegates so that we can come back and so that everyone can be in the room. There are some empty seats. Some people are outside having a coffee, so we need to make sure we have time to create a list and then we can come back and have the vote.
Delegates, please take your seats. We will proceed. I will proceed as my first step to introduce you formally.
Did we already go?
To FAO Legal Counsel Ilya Betin, and he will conduct the roll call vote.
I will first introduce the membership to the roll call. What we're going to do is we're going to read out in alphabetical order the name of the names of the country. We will draw a lot to determine where exactly in the list we're going to start calling out the names. Then we will ask the question, which is the subject of this vote. I suppose that the formulation of the question is, do you wish to vote on the adoption of the standard on rectopamine? If you wish to vote, you say yes. If you do not wish to vote, you say no. There is also an option to abstain. We will count the votes at the end of it. The vote will be determined by a majority of the votes cast. Abstentions do not count towards the votes cast, so the only votes that matter are the votes for or against. Then I'd like to make a comment about the European Union. The European Union have indicated that they are competent on this topic. That means that we will not read out the names of the members of the EU, but that at the end of the list we will ask the EU to vote, and their vote will count for 27 votes. It is our understanding that at this moment there are 27 members present, but we do want to verify that right now. Can I ask the members of the European Union to raise their nameplates, please, so that we can check that, in fact, there are 27 members present? We count 27 members. So we can confirm what I said earlier, that we will not read out the names of the members of the EU, but the EU will cast 27 votes. We will now draw the lot to determine where on the list we're going to start calling out the names of the countries.
United States, you have a question?
Yes, just a question, a point of order. I had trouble hearing Brazil's intervention earlier, but did they request a secret ballot vote for the vote on whether to vote? And have we entertained that request? I'm not sure whether they did or not. I'm asking to clarify.
Well, that was not our understanding. We understood that this related to the second vote, not the first vote. We can certainly, since we are under an obligation to do so, open the floor for this, for a debate on what mode of voting we're going to apply now. I should remind the Commission that a secret ballot at this stage of the session will not be possible. So we would have to postpone both rounds of voting to tomorrow. If we decide to go by roll call vote, then we can do the roll call vote now and the secret ballot on if we go there. We would do that tomorrow. But no, it is, if we behind the table misunderstood the comments by Brazil regarding the secret ballot for the first vote, then we need to address that.
Brazil, would you like to clarify, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just for clarification, we asked for a secret ballot voting for the first time and also for this voting on voting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brazil, for clarifying that point. I see the flag of the European Union, and I will take your intervention. My sense is, however, that given this request by the delegation of Brazil, which is their right, that if we proceed in that way, that we proceed with our agenda. We stop on this agenda point, proceed working through the rest of the subsequent issues in the agenda, and then take up the issue of voting tomorrow morning. But the European Union, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are a little bit concerned by the confusion which has appeared. But speaking on behalf of the 27 member states present in the room, we request a roll call vote on the vote to determine whether or not we vote on adoption. So we understood from the legal counsel of FAO that to conduct a roll call vote, there was just a need for a request from one delegation. So we request a roll call vote on the first vote.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is true that the roll call vote as a means of voting may be requested by one member. However, it is also within the sovereignty of the Commission to decide that it wishes to vote by secret ballot. This is the question that we are now confronting, which may very well lead to the scenario that we're having three votes.
Delegates, please take your seats in this excruciating process. We have at least some information on how we can move forward and accomplish something in the time we have remaining. There has been a call for a secret There has been a call for two secret ballot votes. A secret ballot on whether we should have the final vote should be secret ballot. That requires a decision by the Commission. If this first call for a secret ballot, the secret ballot on whether the final vote is by secret ballot, we need to have a sense of the Commission on whether that should be the case. It's been suggested by one member. It is the preference of legal counsel to do that, to hold that vote by roll call. Can the Commission agree to that, and in which case we could do that in the time remaining today? Are there any objections to this proposed way forward? In any case, the two votes will be tomorrow. They can't possibly be today because we lose interpretation. United States of America.
Again, I don't want to belabor the point, but I want to clarify exactly what you were saying here to make sure we're all clear. My understanding of the request was that there was a request for a secret ballot vote on whether to hold a vote. There was also previously a request that the vote itself on adoption be done by secret ballot. Mm-hmm. Is that your understanding of where we are?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Our understanding is that we have at least two votes before us. We have one vote to see whether we are going to a second vote. We have a number of requests from the floor requesting for a secret ballot for the possible vote on the adoption. Then we have the vote whether or not we're going to a vote, and one request whether or not to do that by secret ballot. The vote whether or not to have a vote. The vote. Oh. the vote, which will determine whether or not we're going to have a vote on the standard. For that vote, it has not been decided yet, by which means it will take place. This is the question before us. I would like to clarify that any preference for a roll call vote is purely for practical purposes, and I would like to stress again that that in no way impedes on the sovereignty of the Commission on this matter.
European Union, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to recall that 27 delegations in this room have requested a roll call vote on the first vote. No, on the second.
Thank you, European Union. That is clear. There are, however, a lot of other members, and that needs to be put, that question needs to be put to them. So, 1 minute. Which is whether to... Delegates, legal counsel, we will proceed then.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In order to speed things up, since we may end up at three votes here, my suggestion is to actually go ahead with three votes, the first one being the roll call vote. Let me clarify. The first vote will be a vote on whether or not the second vote will be by secret ballot or not. The second vote will be either by secret ballot or by roll call, whether or not we are proceeding to a vote on the adoption of the standard. We make this proposal because we do not have a sense of the meeting yet, whether or not we should carry out a secret ballot for the first of two votes. But in order to cut short a discussion which may, in any case, arrive at a vote, we may as well proceed to a roll call vote, which is the fastest way to proceed on this matter. This is the background of our proposal.
Fiji, please.
Madam Chair, it would seem to me that the fastest way for the initial vote would be a show of hands. If that show of hands is predominant in either direction, which we would leave to the Chair, then we could proceed to the second vote, which would at least get us somewhere by a roll call. If it's judged that there is a roughly fair division, then we have the roll call vote on whether we vote. That seems like the fastest way to do it, at least to see if there is a other people would like to move forward rather than continually having more votes.
Fiji, thank you for your intervention. The preference, as legal counsel explained, was that they preferred to do a roll call vote because in a meeting of this size, it can be very difficult to understand the show of hands. But we can try it. We can try it. If there is any, if it is at all ambiguous, then we will go for a roll call. Okay. I will ask legal counsel to very carefully explain what we are voting on at this point.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The question that we are voting on is in the vote that will ask whether or not we're going to vote on the adoption of the standard or not, whether or not that vote is going to take place by secret ballot or by roll call. If you are in favor of that vote be conducted by a secret ballot, please raise your nameplates.
Please raise your nameplates high.
Work on.
Then we have to split the... No. It is a rough one. So let's just count. Okay. Please keep your flags up. Keep your flags up.
Please keep your flags up and keep them high. Please don't raise them and lower them. Please turn them so that the broad face faces us. There are some flags held and we're looking at a razor's edge. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for those who wish the next round of voting to be conducted by roll call, please raise and keep your nameplates up, please. Thank you. No. That was secret ballot.
You have the problem. We did not consider the European Union, and also the member states are raising their flags.
They are?
Yeah. And maybe they did also before.
Excuse me.
Delegates, please listen.
In view of the parity of the vote, and I have to admit, confusion on the voting of the European, I think that we should continue to a roll call.
Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We didn't see any problem with this voting. What we only said is that many European countries were raising their flags. Also, the European Union flag was raised. So we are calling a point of order on that issue because it will lead to a wrong count of votes. Thank you.
In answer to Brazil's point of order and recalling the suggestion of legal counsel and earlier the suggestion of Fiji that we would try this show of hands, and if there was any confusion, which there certainly was, that we would go to a roll call vote. The confusion has been noted. I have the flag of Argentina.
Gracias.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now, sincerely, I don't know really what you've seen from up front, but from the back, we cannot consider that there was a draw between the first and second consultation. I mean, the difference between the two was overwhelming. But inasmuch as possible, we have to see make sure that the delegates who are voting are actually delegates from the country that's voting.
Thank you, Argentina. I will ask the legal counsel to explain. I also will tell you that we have the generous offer of 15 more minutes of interpretation, but then we lose interpretation.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to make a number of points. First of all, I recall my own hesitance against a vote by show of hands. We went along with the suggestion by Fiji, which I think was a good one, to conduct a vote by show of hands. In the presence of any ambiguity, we would continue to a roll call. Thirdly, I would like to remind the floor that it only takes a request of one member to have a roll call vote, and then a show of hands vote is out. At this point, I don't think that anybody can take responsibility for the vote before. And as suggested earlier, and as agreed earlier by the meeting, we should continue to a roll call vote.
Argentina again, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just for some clarification, you were saying that we have, well, maximum 15 minutes interpretation, but that's the time the meeting will finish. But could you confirm to me if once we finish this first vote, and the thing is we won't have interpretation, will we be finishing this item today? Will we know whether or not we will actually have a vote? Because we have many other themes to work on. And the thing is, once the interpreters have left, well, does that mean we can continue voting on this matter to finish it up once and for all today? Thank you.
No, Argentina. Once we lose interpretation and we finish this roll call vote, that will be it for our work tonight. We will finish this matter up in whatever form of voting we decide on tomorrow morning, and then quickly move on to the rest of our agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I mentioned earlier, we will proceed now to a roll call vote. I will briefly run again through the process of this vote in relation to the voting itself, the question that is asked, and the participation of the European Union in this vote. The question before us is whether we want to vote either by secret ballot, whether or not we want to vote by secret ballot, period. If you agree with that, you vote yes. If you do not wish to proceed with a secret ballot vote, you say no, and you may abstain on this vote. So the question concerns the secret ballot, in the affirmative or in the negative, or an abstention. The secret ballot vote concerns the vote whether or not we are going to proceed to a vote on the adoption of a standard. Then I would like to again clarify the participation of the European Union. We have established that 27 members of the EU are present. We will not read out the names of those members on the list. It means that the European Union will cast its vote, and its vote will be valid, will have a value of 27. The Chair will now draw a lot to determine where in the list of alphabetical order we're going to start reading out the names. I will start reading out the names. The name that was pulled by the chairperson is the name of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, not present at this meeting, but for the purpose of this lot, we will use it in any case and start with Samoa. Please do not express your vote yet. I will read out the names, starting with Samoa, and please give a very clear answer. Do you wish to hold a secret ballot in the next round? Yes, no, or abstain?
Yes.
Samoa, thank you. Yes. Saudi Arabia. Not bad. Senegal.
Oui.
Yes.
Singapore.
Yes.
Slovakia. Sorry. Solomon Islands.
Yes.
South Africa.
Yes.
Sri Lanka. Sudan.
Yes.
Suriname.
Yes.
Swaziland. Switzerland.
No.
Syria. Tajikistan.
Нет.
No.
Thailand.
Yes.
Former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia.
No.
Togo. Tonga.
Yes.
Tunisia.
Le.
No.
Le.
No. Tunisia, no. No for Tunisia.
Turkey.
Yes.
Uganda.
Yes.
Tanzania.
Yes.
USA.
Yes.
Uruguay.
Abstention.
Uzbekistan. Abstention. Did I hear that?
Yeah. Uruguay. Abstention.
Uzbekistan.
Yes.
Vanuatu is a yes. Venezuela. Vietnam.
Yes.
Zambia.
Yes. Yes.
Zimbabwe.
No.
Albania.
No.
Angola.
Yes.
Yes. Si.
Yes.
Yes.
Argentina.
Si.
Armenia.
No.
Australia.
Yes.
Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan. Barbados.
Yes.
Belarus.
No.
Benin.
Yes.
Bhutan.
No. No.
Botswana.
Yes.
Brazil.
Yes.
Burkina Faso.
Oui.
Yes.
Burundi.
Oui.
Cambodia.
Yes.
Cambodia? Not present.
Yes.
Oh. Cameroon?
Oui.
Canada?
Yes.
Central African Republic? Chile?
Si.
Si. China?
No.
Colombia?
Si.
Congo? Costa Rica?
Si.
Côte d'Ivoire?
No.
Croatia?
No.
Cuba?
Si.
Democratic Republic of the Congo?
Oui.
Democratic People's Republic of Korea? Korea?
Korea, no.
Djibouti?
Oui.
Dominican Republic?
Si.
Ecuador?
Si.
Egypt?
No.
El Salvador?
Si.
Ethiopia?
Abstention.
Fiji?
Yes.
Gabon?
Abstention.
Gambia?
Yes.
Georgia?
No.
Ghana?
Yes.
Guatemala?
Sí.
Guinea?
No.
Guinea?
No.
No. Guinea-Bissau?
Oui.
Honduras?
Sí.
India?
No.
Indonesia?
Yes.
Iran?
No.
Iraq?
No.
Israel? Jamaica?
Yes.
Japan?
No.
Jordan?
Tina.
Abstention.
Kazakhstan?
Нет.
No.
Where is the other list?
This is
yours. Yes.
Finish these. This is the one.
L. This is the one?
That's okay. The only one you have.
Kenya?
No.
Kuwait? Kyrgyzstan?
Нет.
No.
Lebanon?
No.
Lesotho?
Yes.
Madagascar?
Oui.
Malaysia?
Abstain.
Mali?
No.
Mexico?
Si.
Moldova? Moldova? No. Montenegro? No. Mongolia? No. Morocco?
No.
Namibia?
We abstain.
Nepal?
Yes.
New Zealand?
Yes.
Niger? Niger? Not present. Nigeria?
Yes.
Norway?
No.
Oman? Pakistan? Panama?
Sí.
Papua New Guinea?
Yes.
Paraguay?
Sí.
Peru?
Sí.
Philippines?
Yes.
Qatar? No. Republic of Korea?
Yes.
Russian Federation. Rwanda.
Yes.
And finally, the European Union.
No.
Before we count the vote, I'm going to repeat the list of countries that did not respond, who are supposed to be present, or we think that they're present, but we have not heard them. Please bear with me another few minutes. Azerbaijan. No Azerbaijan. Chile, Saints. Congo present? No Congo. Democratic People's Republic of Korea? Not present. Israel? Not present. Kuwait? Moldova? Mongolia? Montenegro, Niger, Oman not present, Pakistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Syria. Where were you? No, Syria. Uzbekistan. Not present. Vanuatu.
I voted. Yes.
You voted yes.
I voted.
Venezuela.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sorry. We had that. Okay, thank you.
Delegates, we have made a count. We are now auditing the counts for absolute accuracy, because these counts will go into the record of this meeting, and we have sent two monitors away to do that. They will come back very shortly, I'm sure. But if you want to... We will, until we do the final audit, we can't give you the exact numbers. That will happen in a matter of minutes. But I can tell you the result was a majority for secret ballot, a smaller number for a non-majority against secret ballot, and some abstentions. But we will give you the precise numbers soon. And we will also announce monitors for tomorrow's votes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The results of the election of the roll call vote was that 117 votes were cast. There were six abstentions. The majority required was 59. There were 63 votes in favor of the secret ballot and 54 against. The next announcement by the chair, which I would like to provide some background with, in preparation of tomorrow's secret ballot, the procedure requires the presence and functions of two tellers from among the membership. The appointment of the tellers within Codex has been the practice, is the prerogative of the chair, and she will announce the appointment of two tellers whom I would like to meet after for a full briefing of their functions. In essence, their functions is to assist in the conduct of the voting, to be present in the entire process of the voting, and to carry out the count of the votes cast tomorrow for the two secret ballots that we will have. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Betjem. The tellers are Dr. Quinn of Vietnam and Mr. Samir Barde of India. So, with this announcement, we recess this meeting for the evening. There are some announcements from the Secretary for your information.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just very short announcements for the countries in the European region. The countries of the CC Euro will be meeting tomorrow at 8:30 in room 6 on level 3. Thank you, Madam Chair.
We begin tomorrow morning at 9:30. We'll see you here. Have a good evening.